It's that time of week, folks. Sit back and relax as you join us on Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast. What's up, everyone, and welcome to Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast. I'm John, and this week I'm joined by my co-host Nate and his lovely wife, Jennifer Funk. Jen and Nate, how's it going, guys?
Doing pretty well.
It's going pretty well. It's good to
you guys awake and lively after that long weekend that we both just had?
Awake.
Yeah, we did nothing yesterday.
You guys didn't do nothing. I mean, you had a goat kid. So
that's true.
I mean,
we did, and it was, she's the last doe to freshen for the year. We're done with our kidding season.
Are you sure that dry yearling isn't bred?
I would love it if she was, but
we really doubt it. She didn't get exposed to the buck after everything that September. Happened in the fall. So
yeah, well, I mean, she looks fairly big enough. Maybe she's just hiding it in there.
I think she's well fed. She's overly well fed.
So, for those that don't know what we're talking about, we went to a show on Saturday, the Funks and I, and we were showing our dry yearlings, and they happened to have a dry yearling that looked like she could beat me up. She just looked like the bully of the yard, of the schoolyard, and she's very lovely. I can't wait to see that doe fresh and slick off a little bit of the extra fleshing, but she is a beautiful doe. I got to give her that.
Oh, she is, and we love her. And she's the irony is she looks like she's the bully of the schoolyard, but she's really just so gentle, and she's actually the wimp.
Oh, so is this like kind of how my mom treated me? I was the one that was picked on in my family, so she gave me extra snacks, and now look at me.
Maybe. That's what's she's going really on. Sweet until you get on the stand to clip her, and then she freaks out. So. But she needed to be clipped to look that much smaller.
So, I think our weeks were very similar. We got ready for a show, a doe show, and we both went, and it was a wonderful day, a very, very long day, which we'll get into for our topic. I guess we can say
it was beautiful, though. It's perfect. It was like 65 to 70 degrees, sunny.
I feel like it was warmer than
almost
that.
Almost everybody was there.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was cool to see everybody again, but we'll get into that. So let's talk about some ad good news, and then we'll run right into our topic. And folks, this is going to be kind of another off the cuff, just relaxing after a long week. I think we both need it. We didn't get to record yesterday just because, honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I got home at like and done with chores by like 1:30 in the morning, and I was done. And then I couldn't sleep.
Right, and then we had a doe, you know, getting ready to freshen, and so we're on pins and needles, and
exactly.
And yesterday was kind of nuts because of that. She wasn't supposed to freshen until today.
Right.
And then she freshened yesterday.
Don't you love when they do that?
We walked out to the barn for chores, and there was a bucket on the ground. It was really nice.
And I called because we have a group chat going, and I hadn't heard anything after you guys said she was going. And we knew that we finally figured out that there was a kid on the ground. And then I'm on the phone with Nate, and I get off the phone. And not 2 seconds later, he's in the group chat going, "Doe kid too!" And I'm like, she spit that thing out. She had to, it just had to be a slip and slide just right out.
Oh yeah, she did. I mean, she's doing beautifully too. So it was a good way, you know, good way to end the year that started so rough.
It did. It did for you guys. And to finish it off strong. And up to snuff like it should have been the whole time. Not that it was any of your guys' fault. It's just, it was a rough year. I'm sure that felt really good to end it on a high note.
It did.
It did.
It's usually bittersweet to end a kidding season. You always wish that it's like Christmas usually that, you know, you get really cool stuff. And then it's over and you just kind of wanted to keep going. But this year we really were ready for it to be done.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
You guys were like counting down the days until the end of kidding season instead of the other way around.
We were.
Totally. And then she went a day early. It was so nice.
You're like, but look, yes.
Her Christmas present to us was ending it a day early.
Well, I'm glad it ended well. We've been just kind of maintaining here. This week I'm going to be putting on my muscles, what few I have left, and cleaning out some barns and just getting everything set. So it should be a nice week for it. It's supposed to be like 80 to 85 here, so I'll get a nice sweat going at least.
Oh, perfect. Perfect cleaning barn. And
I need to start getting my garden in.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit late there, dude.
Yes.
Well, if you're down there, with gardening too. Started about February. You know, here we're a little nervous about putting anything in the ground before, you know, May 25th.
That's true. Yeah, I forget that you guys are in the deep, cold winter north up there. you're with Jon Snow on the wall of Game of Thrones. Where I'm over here like, yeah, my daughter was swimming in the front yard this afternoon.
I know.
And the goat came and joined her, yeah. And she had Samson the lifeguard and Paige the lifeguard, the dairy goat, and it was cute.
It was so cute.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm here thinking, she's gonna get hypothermia.
No.
I know.
It was so weird. So it was like 85 today, the real feel at least. And then as soon as Tierney brought her in and I got home from work and started doing chores, as soon as I got done with milking, it starts downpouring out of nowhere. I was like, I mean, we need the rain.
What?
Yeah. It's just like, boom.
Rain?
Rain.
It's sprinkled here.
Oh.
Nate's like, are your windows down there, buddy? You got to worry about.
No.
We have clear sky pretty much. Okay.
At work. Yeah, at work we had blue sky, clear, sunny, 70 degrees.
So hopefully you remembered to turn off the lights of your truck.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into as well.
Nobody got into the trailer to play with the babies.
So let's move into some news and then we'll kind of divulge how our Saturday show went and our weekend went and give some details on that. It was a really fun one. So to start it off, the newest award from ADGA, the list came out today. It's the Herd Distinction Award. And I saw that email and looked it over, and we have quite a few friends of the show that were on there. Julie Mathis, Don George and his wife, Terry, your father. He hasn't been on the show yet, yeah. But I'm sure eventually we'll have a 3-hour episode with him.
Possibly.
Yeah. With two friends.
Yeah. Sally and David Graybill, who we've mentioned on the show before, they were on that list. Joanne Carroll.
I love them.
Oh, it's just so many great people.
Brandy.
Yes, congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, Brandy Giacchino, Danielle Corelli, a bunch of people were on that list, and really congratulations.
Bices were on there.
Yeah. So it's...
Yep.
And to get on that list, you need to have at least 10 animals that appraise 88 or higher. 10 animals that have their permanent championship, and also 10 animals that have reached some goal as far as milk records go for DHI milk test. So it's really cool to see all those familiar names on the list, and it kind of goes to prove, hey, folks, if you want to have a competitive herd, not only in the show ring, but in the milk pail, maybe you should be doing linear appraisal and milk test and all of these things and really get it done and prove what your stock can do. I know what you're about to say, Jen, is that I need to get on milk tests, but you know, it's coming.
We've covered that. You gotta have
you'll do it when you're ready.
You have two and you gotta be ready for it.
Yeah, I only have three milkers right now, so you know.
Yeah.
So congratulations to everybody with that. Nate, there was some linear appraisal news too, I believe, right?
There is. I just saw recently there was a post on about the ADCA linear appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be reaching out to people with who are host herds first and letting them know, you know, the day and the time and you know, when they're happening. They'll reach out to the host before the transport herds. You will also be receiving an email from ADCA with your currently owned list, and it'll be an email rather more likely that than a mailing.
Right.
They're trying to cut down on the mail tag and try to get more herds scheduled that way through the email. And once you get that email, they want you to go through and you know, take the animals you've sold or passed on off that currently owned list.
Right.
And then scan it or take a photo of it somehow and get it back to them.
Do people still have scanners? So
they can figure out how many.
We do.
You still have well, you do because of your job.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I haven't.
Well, I mean, there's a scanner, there's fax, the camera.
Yeah, so.
The other thing is about this, they post it and they keep. I've noticed the past few times they've mentioned linear appraisal is the appraisers will be able to, or will be allowed to assess the safety COVID wise of the site. You know, are people following the COVID rules?
Right.
And if they feel that the COVID rules are not being followed, they can cancel.
Yeah, which good on them.
Right then and there. So if you're hoping to be a host herd, if you're hoping to be a transported herd into to a site, go to the ADCA website, find the COVID rules under the linear appraisal, read them and know them.
Yes. Agreed. So people have something to look forward to.
That's starting to happen now.
Yeah, people are starting to get that email because most of them are host herds, like you were saying. So they're getting that email from ADCA stating what you just described. And yeah, looks like dates are coming out soon. In other news, we did receive our first correspondence from Lance Gerlach, who's the newly appointed executive director for ADCA. I'm going to read the email because it's short and sweet and to the point. It says, many have submitted customer service requests and have not received a response. We are hearing your frustration and are going to make a temporary change to respond to most requests. Beginning Tuesday, May 18th through Friday, May 21st, the ADCA office will not be taking phone calls. This will enable office staff to concentrate on completing work. This will not resolve all of the existing requests, but we believe it will be a step in the right direction. This measure is only temporary. You will still be able to submit requests through our customer service support. Thank you for helping us complete your work, Lance Gerlach. So basically, it's just them trying to play catch up, right? He probably went in there, saw a stack of paperwork and mail, and went, "All right, guys, let's do something about this. This is a lot of stuff to do." They're also still looking for temporary and full time employees. So hopefully, they'll be able to complete as much as they can, which is good. I like that. I know some people are frustrated because they can't get through the phones anyway, but this is a step in the right direction. I also recall seeing who runs the Facebook page and like Instagram for
David Abbott.
David Abbott just got a new position.
Oh yeah,
I can't recall the name of it. I'm going to look it up real quick, but congratulations to him. I think it's just like social media something, but I'm going to look it up because I want to do it justice here. He's been working very hard as far as this whole
keeping us all up to date.
Yeah. And
what's going on.
Yeah. It has really nothing to do with him except for him making posts on social media. And he's been knocking it out of the park, trying to help where he can. So he is now the communications director at Spindale. So yeah, I guess he's going to be probably, if I had to, you know, if I'm thinking out loud here, communications director probably means that they're going to have some sort of team below him working with him to get news across to all of the membership. I do think that it's time that we open up communication a little bit more. So this is a step in the right process.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, we're seeing some progress and things are moving forward.
Sorry, my dog's growling. Hey, that's enough, buddy. Sit down.
He got into the vino.
Yeah, I think he saw a squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have a repeat of what happened when we were recording that one day with him.
Yeah, we'll hope that best for you. Now, other Atka news.
I think that's really about it as far as Atka news. Did you see anything else?
Well, on the L.A. front, there are a bunch of herds who've, you know, again, they had plane tickets. They already done some linear appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
People are already got scores.
I know what we missed. There was a postal there was a postal ballot that went out regarding notifications on locations of special meetings, like how if they can do it on Zoom, basically if they can somehow amend the ADGA rule book on if we can do it virtually instead of mailing it in and having it in person and blah, blah, blah. It did fail.
Yeah, it failed. But I've heard from a few people just kind of through the grapevine is why some directors may have voted no.
Right. So
in the how it was worded.
Right, they
left some loopholes.
Right, exactly. They agreed with the intent, but the wording doesn't like require a notice to the directors. It provides a special meeting may be called, and that a notice may be issued. But like the way it's worded, it's like it may or may like all of a sudden five directors come together, but where's the other 25? You know, so it just needed to be reworded. And then once they do that, I'm sure it'll pass somehow, you know, down the road. It might take a couple of
I think the intent is there, but I think a lot of the no's were because of the wording. It left too much up to chance. That was, as you just said, you know, it allowed for a small group, not the whole board, to get together, pass something by the majority of those present, and it would have been passed.
Right.
And that would have given those minor few, you know, too much sway.
Exactly.
From what I could gather.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to seeing the results on that. Also, if you haven't sent out your postal ballots as far as coming up with people you want to be a director, it's due June 1st. So get it out while you can. I know we've been harping on it, but get it out as soon as you can. So that's ADGA news. Nothing too crazy this week. Now let's get into the nitty gritty of how our Saturday went, folks. It started out pretty lively for somebody.
Me?
Yeah, you. Wow.
Yeah, you.
Me. You made me say a bad word in front of your kids. On the phone, people, and I didn't know I was on speaker. All right,
So we're on the way to the show, and anyone who's shown goats and has had to travel any distance to the show has a story, something like this, maybe not exactly. We're coming down a hill to get to where the show was. We literally go up one hill, down another, up a hill, and down another. You do that about five or six times, and then you're about halfway there. And one of the times we're coming down a hill, pretty steep hill, and in the distance I see a deer cross the road. And so I start hitting the brakes because I figure out, well, there's one, there's more. And I'm slowing down, and sure enough, this young buck comes bolting out of the wood line at the edge of the road towards the truck, and he turns and he runs parallel to the truck for a little bit, and all the while I'm hitting the brake trying to slow the truck and the trailer down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And it gets to a point where pretty much I'm just, the driver's door is about parallel with him, and he turns to go to run away from the truck. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to run away. I'm going to coast away from him. And the moment my foot left the brake, he turned and bam, right into the driver's side door, smashes the mirror up against the driver's side window. The window is fine. The mirror is brazed glass all over the place. I think the window is broken.
You think the window's broken? What do you mean you think the window's broken?
Well, hold on. You know, I come to a stop, but in the middle of coming to a stop, I feel the trailer go thump, thump, you know, and we get to a stop, and the buck is basically dead in the middle of the road. The trailer had run over him. And I'm in no cell signal. I can't call anyone. I look at the truck, and you know, these newer model trucks, the mirrors kind of fold in, you know, to allow for, I guess, tighter parking or whatnot.
Yeah.
So the mirror had folded in and hit the driver's side window, and the mirror itself shattered, like into 100 pieces.
So what you're saying is, on that lovely morning, instead of choosing peace, you chose murder.
I didn't choose. I chose peace. The buck chose suicide.
You're going to have a family of deer following you going, I know what you did last summer.
Right. Well, so he was dead, because I went over to him and, you know, I was able to grab him by the leg and pull him off the road. And he didn't fight.
Hide the evidence. Yeah, that's good. Yep.
Hide the evidence. Put it in the bushes. Cover it up. No, moved it to the side of the road. And, yeah, it really, the mirror was the main casualty. But, so, no cell signal. I can't call. I try calling 911. Can't get any phone. Can't get the cops. I'm like, okay, I've got to move on. We're going to miss the show because of this dumb deer.
You were being kind of a drama queen when you got on the phone with me. I believe I called you.
No.
And you were a little bit of a drama queen. You're like, we're not going to make it. I hit a deer. And I was like, JFC. I won't say what I said. And then he goes, and you're on speaker. And I hear the kids giggling in the background. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, kids. And so he goes, I'm not going to make it. I'm like, all right, well, calm down, guy. There's not going to be pens left. I'm like, we'll get pens. Don't worry. So,
yeah.
So this is early in the morning. So you beat me there by, after this huge ordeal where you saw your light flash between the buck's eyes and...
So I finally get there after all of this, and I know that, like, you need 3 pens, we need 3 pens, our friend Jessica Miller needs 3 pens, and a friend of ours, Brett, needs 2 pens.
And I, I feel like this is, like, taboo to do at shows, by the way.
It is hold that taboo. Many.
You held that many pens, like, excuse me, folks. Oh, you want to come steal these pens from me that I've had my kids camp out in front of and act as bouncers? Yeah.
No.
Try getting past them, guys.
Taking bales of straw and spreading them out into the pen, shaking them out, getting them ready. And sure enough, then Brett shows up, fills his 2 pens. And it probably is very taboo. It's probably one of these things we shouldn't be talking, you know, in
character. Yeah, too late. Too bad, so sad. We did it. And, you know, do as we say, not as we do.
You know, I think.
Well, but we were all helping each other out too, so we
yeah.
were in the, yeah. the same lineup. And
exactly. Like, you guys were helping me with my three juniors that I had in the same class. I was helping
Jessica.
Yeah, we were all helping each other. We're
helping Brett, helping, and then you guys were helping us, and
yeah,
it worked.
So we got the pens. I got there, and when I get there, you're like, "Thank God, get your animals in their pens." I'm like, "All right, guy, calm down."
I wasn't that too. Panicked. Goodness.
Oh,
I bet you were.
You were. Yep. Because let's face it, Jen is definitely the leader of that whole pack. You know, that circus is Jen's, and she's when she's not there. I'm sorry, Nate, but it kind of shows.
Jen's the ringleader, and I'm the circus clown, is apparently what you're saying.
No. You're like,
I'm
you're like the
Bob.
You're like the magician's assistant, you know?
I'm not going there.
So we all get set up. Jen finally shows up after taking a vacation milking all those animals that you guys have at home.
Yeah, we
just
left
kidding.
Seven at home.
Yeah, seven milkers at home.
Which so, for many herds that would be like
nothing.
Left nothing home.
You guys leave more animals home than I have in my entire herd. You're like, wow. You guys are like, yeah, we left this one and this one at home. And I'm like, I had to bring my Nigerian dwarf, though, because she would have been by herself. The fat, pudgy thing that she is.
I can't believe the Nigerian dwarf breeders called you out for having one.
Oh, please. Everybody's like, oh, what's that in there with your animals? And I'm like, she's a pet. Leave her alone. She's fat and happy and sassy. Just like me.
She's a pet.
Oh, well, she is. Look at her. She's. I had to make sure she wasn't bred, guys. That's how fat she is. She puts your dry yearling that's robust to shame. I mean,
no, she was cute.
Yeah, she's real cute.
She kept Mary Mac company.
Yes.
Yeah, and then when Mary Mac goes in the ring, she freaks out and apparently escapes.
Oh, was that yours that escaped?
Yeah.
I heard about that one.
She goes, I want to be with her, and just pushed the pen open. Because unfortunately, the pens, the way they're set up, they're not set up correctly, so they don't all of them don't lock.
Right.
It's so annoying. Like, I get it. They're heavy pens, and there was only like four people putting them together 2 weeks ago.
You have to set them up just right in order to be able to get them to shine the way they
need to. And keep in mind that at the show, yeah, there were four people setting them up. One of them had a bad back, and the other one was, you know, older.
I'm not that old.
Very active, but older. And. Yeah. So really, it came down to like two people setting up all the pens.
I think we need to get them together and decide to do it a weekend before the Buck Show, if they can, because they'll get more help that way. I know I would come help if it was on a weekend, or even if they did it on the Thursday, I could come help. But I felt bad because I'm young and sort of able bodied. I might be a little ball of fluff, but I can move stuff around. And I think,
especially those panels,
I think the biggest problem with some of these shows everywhere, not just at this show, is that, yeah, we're all busy and we all have lives, but I think the young people need to get more involved. Like, I mean, like people my age, Nate, your age, you know, even younger. I think we all across the board just need to get more involved. We talk a lot. We talk loud, but it's time to kind of put your money where your mouth is and help out when you can.
Nate was going to. He was going to take some time and go, but they told him not to because we live 2 hours away. They had a lot of help signed up, but then a bunch of those people ended up backing out. And that's
right.
When they ended up with not enough help.
Yeah. So I think.
But yes, I think a weekend before would be perfect, and then we can just make.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, John, you hit on it. a lot of these shows, especially the older shows, the ones that have been, you know, 25 years going or 50, mm-hmm. they're being run by an older group of exhibitors who, many of them, you know, I sat in on a meeting, a club meeting, not my local club, but another club that was hosting the Buck Show. And they were asking for help. And, you know, someone from another club said, well, we can donate another, you know, $100 to this. And they said, that's not the help we need.
Right.
We need the broad back and the muscle and, you know, the ring steward. And we need people who can take entries or enter them into a computer or to process them or just to sort them into envelopes and stuff or folders. And, you know, that's where I think a lot of these shows need, as you said, us younger folk, as the new exhibitors to step up and say, we'll help set up pens. We'll help
exactly
with rings stored. We'll help run that food booth if it's allowed to happen. You know,
right.
We'll, you know, because, or even, heaven forbid, I know like the state club may be looking at an issue of, you know, being the show chair. You know?
Right.
Someone well, stepping like, up to do that.
Well, it's like, look at like a show like Progressive. You guys have both been. It's a fairly young club. I mean, there's obviously some older members who we all cherish. Yep. But there's a lot of younger people that have joined and are really kind of spearheading that show. And it shows. It's very well put together. It's very seamless. There's new ideas every year on how to raise money for the club and the show and for, you know, paying the judges and all that good stuff. I just think that sometimes in the dairy goat community, especially the older generation may not be as welcoming to having help. I know like my uncle who has a dairy farm upstate, he's very shy on asking for help, even though he could use it most of the time. I think it's just that like, well, I still got it. I can do it mentality. I think it's just everybody needs to work together and you'll see that shows run a little bit smoother and pens will be put together a little bit better and all that fun stuff. That's this whole rant started with my Nigerian dwarf escaping.
amazing anyway. What happened.
Sophie though. Strikes again.
Oh, Sophie!
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, you mentioned that you do see glimmers of hope. You know, for example, you know, at the show we went to, one of the things that was really kind of cool was there was a young man there who was doing a bit of his own fundraising in cleaning pens, $5 a pen.
Mm-hmm.
He and his father had a system to know which pen had been paid for. And for $5 a pen, he'd clean and take down your pen.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the show.
Which is awesome. I feel like every show should do that because Tierney was like, I'll pay them right now.
Oh, yeah. And there were people who like mm-hmm. he'd come through. I know, like, for example, with me, he came through and he marked my three pens.
Yeah.
I don't think he made it back to his pens before someone who saw him marked my pens and had turned to me and said, What did you just do? I said, oh, I just paid him to clean my pens. And people would grab him and go, wait, can you clean my pens? And it was a great fundraiser. I know that there used to be a 4-H club who did it for the Buck Show.
He was the same kid that did it last week.
And that ties in that younger generation.
Yeah. So let's get kind of in the nitty gritty. I was very moved. Actually, I was moved to tears Saturday multiple times. But the first time was kind of something special. It was during the Sonnen class, I think. The
Sonnens usually move me to tears, too.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful, long, level, broad, well, sometimes deep.
Well, let's start it out like this. If anybody knows Nate and I, they know that I like to rib Nate and Jen about their passion for Van Just animals. and I've been known to just joke around and call them Van Just East Branch, or Van Just East for short. just kind of a rib. And then when I got Orion, everybody was like, they were like, oh, you're Hay Creek East now, huh? So it's always been a back and forth. So my wife has a cricket machine, which everybody heard in that one episode. And no, we're not running the cricket during an episode anymore, because we did get a request for that not to happen anymore. But with that cricket machine, I was able to order some nice Van Just pink boxer briefs for somebody. And Tierney was able to put on the bum Van Just East in the Van Just lettering with a silhouette of the goat. And on the front, we bedazzled it with glitter vinyl. Because if anybody that doesn't know,
watch Spotlight Sale in 2019.
Yeah, the Spotlight. I'm getting there. It's my story, Nate. Let me tell it. This is my part of the story. Then you guys can tell the other part. So Leah Cadio, when he was bought in 2019 at the Spotlight Sale, Brandy was very cheeky and glittered his manhood, if you will, to highlight the awesomeness. And man, is that area awesome, as it's proven out to be for you guys. But anyway, so I made those. And how did you guys find those boxer briefs that I made for you? And Tierney made, really.
They're so funny. I love them.
So
they're going to be my new pajamas, I think.
So, I don't want a picture of Nate modeling them, though. I'll be spared with that. Yeah. I'll just pretend.
You don't want that. You really don't.
No, I'm good.
So, we're, again, as John was saying, it was during the Sonnens. And
a friend of ours,
Jessica Miller, comes along with this little Oberhasli darling, and she's wearing these hot pink Van Just, you know, East shorts. And we're like, oh, that's kind of cute. And she's like, they're yours. And we go, oh, that's cute. And we take the shorts off her, and we all joke around about, you know, the glitter on the front and the Van Just East on the back and the Van Just hot pink. And I'm like, ah, oh, these are pretty cool. And she says, yeah, they're both yours. I'm like, I'm thinking, the shorts, there's two shorts. Jen's thinking, one of our dolings got out and they put the shorts on her to bring the shorts to us.
She's about that size.
And she's about the size of one of our dolings.
She's bay with correct black markings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Quick glance. Yeah, she looks Oberhasli. Okay, could be mine.
Exactly. And Jessica, who's been on before, is like, no. She's yours too. And we're going, is that Natty or Annie? No. I'm trying to figure out which of our dolings got out of her pen. And Jessica gets a little flustered, and
I'll be right back.
And she goes and gets the registration paper. And our friend Brandy had sent this little doling from Idaho to Freedom, New York, who then went to Altamont to meet us. And this is a doling who, years ago, we'd had a reservation on from Brandy's Doe, Joyous,
mm-hmm.
who had passed after freshening. But the first year we had the reservation, she gave birth to two dolings, one of them being Lark. And this little doling who showed up at Altamont was a doling out of Lark. And, you know, we had reserved a buckling when Lark was born. So we didn't get our buckling, but Lark was born. So here's this doling out of Lark. So for me, it was kind of sweet. It was really sweet. And I, you know, we we're just, I don't think words really say how we feel. Jen?
Yeah, no, there's just, it's still hard to process, and it was so incredibly generous and just...
You're going to make me cry. Stop it.
I know. Her name is Nao. And
to bring joy.
Yeah. Means joy, or we are very happy. And we truly are so happy that she's...
We'd had a... as many of our listeners know, back in the beginning of kidding season, we had a really rough kidding season. And back at the time this little doling was born, Brandy had made the decision that she was coming east. And to bring a little bit of joy. And she really has. And again, we just really thank you, Brandy. We know you're probably listening at some point, you know, during milking tonight. Thank you.
And it was probably the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, it was the sweetest thing.
Every time we look at this little doling, we're going to be reminded of everybody who encouraged us this year.
There are so many who lifted us up,
including you, John, and Brett, and just there were so many people. Even like, yeah, Jessica, Nancy. Definitely. Jessica was very involved with bringing the doling here. I think she went in on shipping with her and just organized it on the scent.
Yeah.
So,
it just goes to prove how amazing this community is, especially when you have such close friends. I mean, Brandy, myself, you guys, Jessica, we say it all the time to each other that you guys are basically family, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We're competitors, but we're family first.
Yeah. Oh, we're competitors, all right.
Well, and on that note, you know, you had a pretty exciting Saturday, too.
I did. I got that monkey off my back, which I'm sure nobody really knows. I don't really announce it, but I got my first Oberhasse Grand Champion win, and it probably couldn't have been any more fitting, and just it made me so proud that it was a doe that, yeah, I purchased her from you guys, Mary Mac, mm-hmm. who we've talked about plenty of times on here, because she is my heart goat. I love that doe, as kooky as she can be. But but she but it just... To be able to enjoy that moment, not only for myself, but with you guys, you know, people who I consider family, who Tierney considers family, we love you guys so much. To be able to share our first win with our breed that we've chosen with you guys was probably the most special thing. I mean, I hugged Tierney and I was crying. Right at the judge's table, and the judge goes, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, I'm tearing up right now. I'm really just... super happy. I couldn't ask for a better day.
Well, you know, and then at the end of the day, in the night, well, it wasn't just that you'd gotten Oberhasle Grand Champion. She then gets, you know, the nod as one of the two.
Yeah, for best in show, she was in the run with a La Mancha, and the judge said it was a coin flip. And Tierney said she was surprised I wasn't digging in my pockets for a coin. but yeah, so she almost got best in show. It was a long, long night. It really was.
It was.
I don't think we've ever had a show go on as long as it did for a combined show. And usually the junior show goes quick. But man, how many Nubians were there in that yearling class? 40?
No, I think it was more like 24.
Over 20, yeah.
Oh, but I think like
it was 28.
28. There were 28.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, one of the judges, I liked what he did, and he did a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like he national did a cut, show.
And then he gave reasons so cool. on like the first five or seven after the cut.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of the smart. I keep hitting this stupid lamp. It's definitely smart to cut. You see it a lot with like the Nigerian classes because they tend to be fairly large. And weirdly enough, there were more Nubians, I believe, juniors at least, than there were Nigerian juniors, which is like, woo. Yeah. Usually it's the other way
there
around.
There were. Well, and then that one class, not only were there more in the one class, but really, then we're talking Nubian, the standard breed. So you could have fit 24, you know, Nigerians in the ring.
Easily.
But then you've got, and it was Nubian senior yearling class. So these are pretty much full grown Nubians in his little ring. He ended up at one point having the whole class circling out. You know, we circle as we lead, going out around behind
the bleachers.
Yeah. Going back. Yeah. All of a sudden it's like, where'd that go? Oh, there it is.
You know, so that's one of the things I do love about some of these smaller shows and these club shows is the judges sometimes have to get creative on you know, judging the animal, you know, the show ring size.
With that judge, I was like, hey, do you want me to move this? Because they have like this faux wall that's just, easily moved where you can make the ring bigger. I was like, hey, do you want me to move this? And the judge literally looked at me and just looked away. And I was like, guess not. Good luck. I was like, have fun, everybody. That's a small ring.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, just how daunting was that? It was the class was so big. I was like, wow, this is like almost like a nationals class.
But then the other judge went through and gave reasons on all 28. Placed.
Oh, that took about an hour for just that class alone.
Placed and gave reasons on all 28. And that was the last class of the day for her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm well aware. I was sitting there with Mary and Matt because I'm like, oh, they'll be almost done. And we're sitting there for an hour and she's just like getting so annoyed and bored. And I'm like, no, I'm not putting her back in. And she's just like looking at me like, dude, what are we doing? Like, yeah, well. She had a good day.
At some point, you're gonna.
So you guys had. Well, I was gonna say you guys had a really good day too.
Well, we did, yes.
You guys got two. You got a new Finnish champion. Hello.
We have our first Finnish champion that was homebred, and she will also be a SGCH as well. So she'll be our first of that too.
Congratulations, guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, and then you had another big win. You had a bunch of big wins. Just go ahead and list off all those big accolades.
We had a yearling milker, Miss B, as she's affectionately known, went reserve under the doe who went SGCH. And then she went grand in the other ring as a milking yearling. Beautiful doe.
Your juniors did well too.
The juniors did phenomenal. And actually, in reading the show report, you know, they post on Facebook what the grands and reserves were. I think there was one reserve we didn't have our herd name tied to. Otherwise, our herd name was through everything, and that's a little bit of bragging, and we really don't want to brag too much.
It was a fun weekend. If people don't want to hear us brag, I'm sorry, but it was a fun weekend, a long weekend, and honestly, I feel like we all, even if we didn't win, we felt like we earned that show just because of how long it was.
It was a hard work show.
It was
worth it, I think, because the last time we were there was 2019. 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there are people we hadn't seen in 2 years. And talk about a family reunion.
not only a family reunion, but let's talk about the quality of the animals that were there for the most part.
There were herds who had national champions there.
Yeah.
I mean, the national champions themselves weren't there, but the daughters and the granddaughters were there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some phenomenal Nubians. Scotchbriar was there.
La Manchas.
La Manchas.
Haven was there with La Manchas and their Nubians. Lesniak were there with the Todds. Harry Helga, gorgeous.
That John Kane guy was there with his experimentals and Oberhausley, and that those funks were there with their Oberhausley. People are going to be saying that about us someday, maybe.
We can hope. We can hope. That is going to be, man, that funk guy never knows when to shut up.
Do you remember his dad? Thank God Nate doesn't judge. Woof. We'd be in the ring forever.
Part of the reason I don't judge is because I've done a few 4-H shows. And after 12 hours in the ring, no, just kidding.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine being a – I can't imagine being a judge. I'd be like, all right, guys, I need a break. Like, I need to get away from people for a second. Like, that's well, just the way it would be.
You know, I just know that I can be a little bit long-winded in the show ring.
So not only did Leah Cadio have a daughter that went grand champion as a dry yearling – but also, my buck Vasquez had a daughter go grand champion. That's the first time I've had one of my bucks, hand selected bucks. Two.
Hold on. You had Vasquez have a daughter go grand champion.
Right.
Orion had a daughter go reserve.
Yep.
Did she go reserve? I don't think she went reserve. No, your big girl went reserve, dude.
No, Emily's, right? It wasn't Emily's out of Orion?
Yeah. Did she go reserve in the ring with. Merrimack?
Merrimack, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have gotten a picture with her. I didn't. Well, that's the opportunity that was blown. Yeah, so Orion and my... I didn't know that. I'm going to have to... Pictures. Excuse me, guys. I just need to make a Facebook post on my firm page about that.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah.
But yes,
your Emily Kernan had that ours. Beautiful little doling who was so long. You know, that she was like... That doling was so long, beautiful. That was out of Orion.
By Orion, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
By Nothing Orion, came out of him.
Orion. And Orion's daughter.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for our herd sires, I think. It was a good weekend all around. I think my favorite part was enjoying, obviously, you know, brag moment here, enjoying the win with you guys. My first ever, sure. But also just seeing everybody and all the – even though we were wearing masks the whole time, you could just see everybody was in a good mood and happy, except for maybe towards the end of the show. But
body language. Yeah, but by the end of the show, we were all exhausted and begging for, and the kids were begging for home.
Oh, Alice and Tierney were such troopers.
They were.
I was like, you guys can go. We bring two cars. We learned that through you guys, because you bring two vehicles as well. We bring two vehicles, so that way if Alice starts freaking out, it's like, okay, you can go. Tyranny likes to be with me as far as driving wise, if not in the same vehicle, driving either behind me or in front of me, because she's worried about the trailer. I don't know. With what happened with Jeremy Lesniak with his blowout tire, I guess, you know, anything can happen.
Did you see that photo? That was like,
it, with
that
him,
almost epic.
Cheesing with the, he's got the grand champion, yeah, the grand champion ribbon on the tire.
Yeah.
So he had a blowout. So, I mean, it's a legitimate fear for her, I guess. But just for her, I was like, you know, you can go home, Tyranny. This is going to be a while.
Well,
we kind of felt held hostage for a little bit. And she was like, no, I'm going to stay. And my God, 2 weeks in a row, my kid was just, Alice was amazing at the show. Like, she's such a ham. She's like, oh, people that love me, let's go.
I know.
There's one photo of you in the show ring with Mary Mac, showing Mary Mac, and it's taken from slightly behind Alice, but she's turning around and looking at Mama like, you see what Papa's doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I'm probably going to get that one framed because I love that picture of her.
Oh, you should.
That's the best
picture.
You
really should.
So.
but you know, this is the thing about showing. This is what we, I think we all live for. It is we want to get back in the show. Part of it's getting in the show ring.
Yeah.
The other part of it is being together with a common interest, whether you have Oberhasleys or Sanans or Nubians or Togs or Nigerians. You know, we've all got a common interest. We love the animals.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really what we all live for. One of our directors, Lynn, was there, and we love talking to her, and she's always got some really great stories about the animals or a show, and just to be able to sit and hear her for a bit, and
I love it, man, and to see your animals in a different light is just awesome. To see other people's reaction to your animals, like,
oh, very much.
Oh, it's so awesome. Like, I, as you both know, I am in love with one of my yearling milkers, Minerva. She just ticks a lot of the boxes off for me. And I had like 10 people stop me and say, who is this? And like, how old is she? And ask me questions. Which I had never, ever gotten before. Usually it's like, oh, hey, what's up, big guy? You know, but people, I had a person that we both know send me like 30 pictures of Minerva, like utter shots from behind in the ring, other shots. I'm like, this is amazing, but why'd you take so many pictures of her? She's like, I just love her. She's amazing. And I agree. Like, I love this doe too. And it, like, to see other people's opinions is like, and just talk shop with people about what she is or what their animal is. It's so fun. Oh, I missed it so much.
Talking shop about the animals in general.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching the talk show, I have to say.
I didn't get to watch any of it because I got wrestled into showing Nigerians, which I swore I would never do again.
Well, in the week before, I think you got wrestled into showing Nubians too, didn't you?
So the funniest part of the whole week or the whole show was I don't know if anybody knows this that listens. I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I'm a little bit hard of hearing. Years of shooting rifles and guns has made me pretty hard of hearing. Which is probably why I'm so loud. But I'm in the ring showing this Nigerian, and the judge, I could have sworn, pointed at me and said third. So I put her in third, and like, he starts lining up everybody else, and then he's like looking at his lineup that he just picked, and he's like, he stares at me, and I'm like, what? he's like, you're not supposed to be there. You snuck in there. You're supposed to be over here, and like put me in like fifth or something or sixth. And I was like, oh man, I was like, I'm sorry. I thought you said me. And the person that was behind me was like, I thought he said me, but then you went. So I was like, well, and they said that I looked so confident that I must have been right. And the person I was showing the goat for, they were like, I couldn't believe she got third. But then she goes, but then when they placed her lower, it made more sense. I was like, hey, I tried to sneak in a win for her, a nice placing for you. But I didn't miss showing them. My back didn't miss showing them.
No, my back ached watching people show the Nigerians, but
they're not, if they behave, they're not bad. Like the one I had, the person was like, well, she doesn't like women and she's kind of funky. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll try my best. And she did, when she was sitting still, she did fine. Walking her, she tried to fight every once in a while. But if they behave, I love setting up a nice Nigerian. They can be very powerful little things, and they can be fun. But if they fight you, it's not very fun.
No.
Honestly, I know I got my hands on a couple of really nice Alpines and La Mancha.
Mm-hmm.
Lesniak Hill. La Mancha, time or two, Alpine, time or two.
Jen, you were in the ring like a ton.
I think people like her showing better than me.
I love showing.
Well, I think you like her showing better than you.
She wins more. I take the animal and we get maybe second or third, and I think she goes and...
Let's talk inside baseball. Let's talk inside baseball real quick, guys. Uh-oh. I got to witness the inner workings of Nathan Funk's brain, and it was pretty fun. So they had their younger doe win in one ring. So then they get to the second ring, and it's time for champion drive. And I hear Nate go, "All right, you grab this one because you seem to win when you're holding whatever goat you're holding wins." That's what he says. And then he goes, "And I'll grab this one." So I'm like, "Ooh, this is a tactical move." So Tierney's sitting there right next to me. And I go, "Did you hear that?" And she goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Jen's about to win." And she goes, "Why?" And I'm like, "Because she got Nina." So we all knew that Nina needed one leg, and we were like all rooting for her. Like, you guys had your whole posse sitting there like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah." So then she wins, and I'm like, "Tactical move achieved."
I got the reserve, though.
Yes, you did.
And poor Tierney, she put her hands on one of the goats for the first time in like a year. Not a year. And poor Minerva.
So bad.
No, it was Minerva.
No, it was in the overhouse.
No, it was because I had Jen.
It was Minerva.
And she was
mad.
And I don't know if my eyes were telling any sorts of stories.
Oh,
while
they were. I wanted a camera. Like, I wish I had it out. That would have been the best one ever.
Because Tierney's actually a better showman than me. She is, flat out. Before Alice, if there was a picture that was taken, I was the better photographer and Tierney was the better showman. That has switched somewhat, where I tend to be the better showman because Tierney is out of practice. Let's face it. You know, she's busy with Alice. She comes out and says hi to us and hangs out with the goats. And shoot, Alice was swimming with a goat earlier.
Well, you're the one handling them more, too.
Right? Yeah, every day right now, it's all me, which I love. I love being with my girls all, you know, every day. And poor Tierney had that carrier on her front for Alice that she didn't take off. So I think that also equally freaked out Minerva. So she's like, "Who's this lady that's holding me? And what is this weird thing that's attached to her that's going to kill me?"
So for the listener who doesn't realize, Minerva is a yearling milker.
Yeah.
Yearlings are naturally...
spooky.
Spooky, or not really spooky. They're like...
high-strung?
Not high-strung. I want to say they're like... Ditsy. ADHDA. ADA. ADGA.
ADGA?
You're
ditzy. ADHD. No, they're like hyper... And they're like, "Oh, look, butterfly. Oh, look."
As Jessica Miller would say, squirrel.
Yes.
You know, oh, look, you know, baby carrier on your chest. Oh, straps. Oh, I got to play with a strap. Ribbon. You know, that's your typical yearling, especially yearling milker.
I feel like I can get her to focus pretty easy. Again, it's because I handle them so often. Like Minerva, she'll turn her head, and usually when she turns her head to look at something, that's when she loses focus. So I always grab her muzzle and face it back forward so she's not looking at anything besides the butt of the goat in front of her, and she's pretty good. But, I mean, my goats are kind of weird. Like, what was it, Jen, when you were showing, I think, Orion or Vasquez? I think it was Orion. And I was like, "Listen, just set his feet and don't touch him because he doesn't like being pinched down." And yeah. You could tell Jen was like, "Well, that's crap. I'm going to try it." And she tried pinching him down and he was like, "Excuse me, ma'am. No touchy. You can touch my feet and that is it. No more."
I stopped.
I was like, but it was funny because like I said that to you as you were going in the ring and then you set him up and like I was like, I saw you reaching like John doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, and he was like,
Yeah.
Or Jem, if she's showful, don't touch her. Just set her feet and don't touch her. Because if you if you try to pinch her down at all, or you know, flatten her out at all, she just wails you with her head. I mean, she swings it like an elephant swings a trunk, or like nice. When the giraffes on National Geographic are fighting, she'll just throw her head into you like, excuse me, leave this old gal alone. But no, it was a fun week. What I'm guessing your guys' favorite part was that amazing gift that you received from Brandy and Jessica. It just... And I mean, that warmed my heart, guys.
It did.
And the shorts. Yeah.
The meaning, though, behind, so, you know, it just, the more you look into it, the more it, like, makes us tear up and,
yeah.
You know, we're going to do the best we can for this little girl. And hopefully we'll make.
Well, there's a reason why she trusted you guys with her, right? Because you guys. It's kind of like how you guys trusted me with Mary Mac.
Exactly.
You know, it's you know that the home that she's going to has just as much opportunity to do well as if she were in your own barn. You know, exactly. And I'm sure Brandy feels that same way.
And you've shown that to us.
Oh, I just give her grain and I just throw her in the barn and forget about her. No, I'm just kidding.
No. That doling, Saturday. Was stunning.
Well, thank you.
We looked at her in the pen before the show. And we knew.
You know.
I didn't know. I was like, stunning. Oh, she's kind of small. You know what I say. I'm always like, she's a little small, so I don't know. She's not really small.
A yearling milker.
She was small, but, yeah. You know, in the one ring she showed in. She only showed in one ring.
Yeah. Which was such a bummer.
Because the judge had a hard time.
Yeah.
Picking a doe to go reserve to her. Like, she saw Mary Mac, bam. She knew she was grand. Okay, now I got to find the doe to go reserve to her. Who can hold the candle to her?
Yeah.
And that's what took the time. That doe
I was having fun.
Gorgeous.
I was sitting
there. That was how she was raised.
Yep.
That was the nurturing that she received.
And we talk about that a bunch in this podcast that, yes, it does take, you know, some good breeding ideas and thoughtful breeding to make a decent goat. But also the husbandry is 50-50 with it, you know.
It is.
At least.
You can have a really good genetic. And if you don't feed it, you don't care for it, you don't keep it healthy, it doesn't matter how much. That could be the daughter of a national champion. It could be a reserve national champion. If it's not getting what it needs, it's not going to succeed.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's a good spot for my thoughts to stop for the week. Did you have anything that you wanted to add, Nate?
I'm all good. I think that was the pinnacle of it.
Okay. I know you guys have chores to do still because you guys do them super late. Jen, I love that you joined us this week on the episode and got to talk about this awesome weekend that we all had, I should say. You know, it was lovely to see Brett and Jessica and the Rivards and all these people that we haven't seen in forever. And I'm so glad that we're back in the swing of things.
I hadn't met Emily yet, and I had met her once briefly last weekend or other people that we got to meet for the first time. You know, it was great to meet everyone and to see some old friends, get to know a few other people better. Tyler Ramirez, you know, we got to meet and know him a little better. You know, it was
good. It was a good time. Yeah. So we'll have to do it again sometime. And, Maybe we can like talk Nate and Jen to come to like the New Jersey show or something.
When is that one?
2 weeks. Oh, you guys have a busy weekend that weekend. You can't do it, Nate. Sorry.
No.
You do actually. I've discussed it with Jen. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we're busy that weekend. We've got a lot of stuff to do around here.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're gonna get stuff done. We might do it at the. We might do something at the state show or. Better yet, if you guys come the night before a progressive show, we could record ringside there. I hate that. Unfortunately,
show me your commentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh goodness, don't do that to me.
But I feel bad because honestly, like anybody listening can definitely understand that when it comes to a show weekend, it's kind of crazy. And usually Nate and I record on either Saturday night or Sunday night latest is what we try to shoot for. But honestly, folks, like life comes first. Like we want to definitely talk about our dairy goats and all these topics and ideas that we have, but we also want to be able to enjoy our personal dairy goats and herds and friends. So and sometimes, and our families, and very important. Really just if we have to record late, like we are doing today, it's going to happen. And I'm sorry, but, herds and family comes first. I want to end real quick on a joke. My aunt Diane was at the show,
she did well.
Saturday. She did well. Yeah. Did. Caitlin and Danielle did amazing. Caitlin was on our
show. Beautiful alpine doe there.
Yeah. She was on our show, early on in the series. But yeah, so my aunt Diane's sitting there and we're near my pen and Alice is sitting in her high chair and my aunt goes, "You have a really good kid there. She's really great." And I go, "Which one?" And she goes, "Really? The human kid, John. Not the goats, the human kid." And it was cute.
Oh, my goodness.
But I think this is a good place to stop for the week. What do you think, Nate?
I think so. You know, be sure to take hug your kids, human and four-legged. And be sure that just remember, I said it before, I'll say it a million times. You know, we're all in this together.
Exactly. And we're going to have some news on the Facebook page this week, so look out for that, folks. But everybody, this has been Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast. I'm John. That's Nate. Y'all have a good one.
Good night.
Thanks, Jen, for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast, is not an affiliate of the American Dairy Goat Association. All opinions or information regarding the ADGA does not represent the registry.